A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Students and parents showing their support for a Corner Canyon High School teacher sickened by COVID-19. The Canyon School District will be taking a closer look at when schools should be closed because of the virus. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the state of Utah topped any record for COVID-19 today. 1,117 new cases, no new deaths. Hospitalizations and deaths typically lag behind testing results. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Crews are responding to a crash with possible injuries in South Salt Lake Main Street, 2300 South, and has met with a cleanup. And this is going to be blocking a right lane of traffic eastbound I-80 as you're approaching the mouth of Parley's Canyon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds rolling in and temperatures around 90. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me check the wind. 7 miles an hour out of the west. It's 87 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump heading to Minnesota tonight for a campaign rally. Rival Joe Biden is also there talking with voters as the swing state begins early voting today. Biden was in Hermantown visiting union workers and talking infrastructure and jobs.
When the government spends taxpayers' money, we should spend that money to buy American products made by American workers and American supply chains to generate American growth.
Before leaving for Minnesota, President Trump at the White House pledging a vaccine would be out soon and estimating most Americans would be vaccinated by spring. His own health experts projected fall of 2021. The president also promised relief funds for Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico has no say in the Electoral College, but President Trump is giving the U.S. territory a campaign gift. $13 billion to replace a storm-damaged electric grid and more to help restore its drug manufacturing industry.
We've done more for Puerto Rico than anybody, and this is just an example of it.
While Puerto Rico can't give the president a second term, a sizable majority of that population living in Florida can. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Early in-person voting also underway in Virginia today with reports of long lines as residents with concerns of voting in a pandemic get their ballots cast. ABC's Mary Bruce is in Fairfax.
Many telling me they've noted that they have seen some delays in their own mail deliveries. Others saying they're skeptical of the president's efforts to try and sow doubt about mail-in voting. They say this is simply too important, a decision too important of a ballot for them to take any chances.
The first Greek-named Atlantic storm announced today, subtropical storm Alpha, forming near Portugal. The active hurricane season running out of the named storms in the Atlantic this year with Wilford. And rescues and cleanup continue along the Gulf Coast after catastrophic flooding from Hurricane Sally. You're listening to ABC News.
Good afternoon. Time for the in-depth. Are you missing the Utah Symphony? A lot of people are, and that's why the Symphony teamed up with the University of Utah to make performances safe for the audience and for the musicians. Tony Sod is an assistant professor of chemical engineering at the U, and he joins me live now. So, Tony, help me out. What does chemical engineering have to do with classical music?
Hi, Jeff. It has to do with everything. There's chemical engineering in everything we do. So essentially what we've done, we looked at how the airflow affects the particles being dispersed from wind instruments for the Utah Symphony and specifically for a Bravenal Hall. So you're sitting there, you're a trumpet or a trombone, and you may be infected, and there's some aerosolized particles coming out from your instrument. And how do these move around is highly dependent on the airflow in the hall.
So,
and that's what we did.
So how do you measure this? How do you measure the swirl of air that comes out of a trumpet or a clarinet?
Yes, great question. We use a technique called computational fluid dynamics. So we as a community in engineering and science, we have a great, good understanding of how to describe fluid dynamics mathematically, but these mathematical equations are very difficult to solve. So we use a technique called computational fluid dynamics using very high-powered supercomputers, thanks to the University of Utah Center for High Performance Computing. And we solve these equations, which create very complex airflows. And then the rest is essentially observation. So we had to take basic measurements about the boundary conditions of the chamber. So in other words, what is the airflow coming into the chamber? What is the airflow leaving the chamber? What's the airflow coming out from the instruments and the concentration? We took the concentration numbers from another study in the literature, but we went down to Abravanel Hall, took measurements of the inlets and exit vents, and we ran a few scenarios on a computer, which you can spin up quite fast, reasonably fast, and we made judgment calls based on that.
Okay, so layman's terms, what did you find out?
We found out two primary things. One, that the status quo of the airflow in Abravanel Hall is gonna lead to significant accumulation of droplets. So we didn't measure the virus specifically. We measured the droplet concentration coming out from wind instruments. We assume all wind instruments are playing at the same time nonstop. And status quo as is, there's tremendous significant accumulation of droplets. The first thing we did is we changed the air conditioning in Abravanel Hall, and we ended up on one solution, which consisted of opening the side doors, stage left and stage right, to push some of the air around. That led to some serious reduction in accumulation of droplets, but we still have had some accumulation, specifically coming from trumpets and trombones, some from the clarinet, et cetera. The next order of business was to think about rearranging those instruments. We came up with several arrangements. The best arrangement consisted of moving trumpets to the back corners near the exit vents, horns near the front, clarinets to the back, bassoons and flutes near the doors, and we moved the piano percussion to the center of the stage and put all the string instruments out front.
You know, this is really fascinating. Tony, I have one question remaining. This is Tony Sod from the U. Did you get free tickets out of this?
I sure hope so. We did get a free attendance yesterday for the final rehearsal. And I want to thank my entire team and my primary collaborator, James Sutherland, and Mokbel Hayden and Josh, and the University of Utah and the Center for High Performance Computing. And thank you for allowing us to be on your show.
Tony Sod, bravo. KSL News Time 322. We appreciate him coming on. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And here's Ricky Meese.
Delays setting in now due to a hazmat spill eastbound I-80 approaching the quarry area of Parley's Canyon. It's blocking a right lane and it's causing backups to Foothill and the I-215 East Belt Junction. Southbound I-15 looks good from downtown all the way to Provo. Northbound I-15 a little heavy and slow, sending to Midvale. Len?
Looking at a crash, it's 2300 South in Main Street in South Salt Lake. Not seeing many delays in that area. Back out to 5600 West, you're seeing a little bit of sluggish traffic. It's getting a little bit better right now from Parkway Boulevard to the 201 freeway. That's in both directions in spots. Bangor Highway right now looking pretty good toward I-80. And if you're on the northbound I-15 heading into Davis County, you're in good shape. Where you are going to see some slowing, though, is southbound I-15 coming out of Riverdale through Roy and Sunset. But that is improving as well as you make your way this afternoon. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward every elevating your financial future. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and here's the 7-day forecast, including the weekend, of course. Grant Wayman?
Clouds today, breezy, temperatures around 90 degrees. Tomorrow, showers, especially in the morning, with a high temperature of 77, and then a pleasant day Sunday, sunny and 78. 83 is the high Monday with more sunshine. More clouds on Tuesday, 83. More sunshine Wednesday, 82. And then sunshine, 84 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 87 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
You've got a cute way of talking.
Thank you.
You got the better of me. I'm in a spin.
Say hello to the most modern airport in the country.
Say hello to beautiful views and spacious seating.
Say hello to more covered parking.
Say hello to on-site car rentals.
Now that the first phase of the brand new Salt Lake City International Airport is open, there's a lot for you to enjoy. The views, the technology, the efficiency, the variety of shops and restaurants.
Say hello to more electric vehicle charging stations.
Say hello to an airport with exceptional dining and shopping.
Say hello to a terminal built for tech-savvy travelers.
And one of the things we think you'll also like is our Fly Healthy Promise. We're committed to your safety, employing the absolute best practices in sanitation throughout the airport. As the world reopens to travel, it's not going to be the same. But when it comes to flying in and out of the new SLC, we think it'll be even better.
Say hello to your new Salt Lake City International Airport.
We're ready to fly when you are.
For more information, visit slcairport.com. That's slcairport.com.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. UPS is going to start offering buyouts to some workers to help cut costs. The company says employees who accept will start leaving the end of the year to the middle of next year. KSL Drives, General Motors is getting ready to develop flying cars. They want to build airborne taxi cabs. The company's tight-lipped about the details, but executives say it's the next logical step for the industry. On Wall Street, the Dow tumbled 244 points to 27,657. The S&P lost 37 points. The NASDAQ shed 116. Well, it's still hard to find Clorox wipes, but good news. The EPA says another household cleaning product kills the coronavirus. ABC's Alex Stone says this product is easy to find.
The EPA approving Pine-Sol Original Multi-Surface Cleaner for killing COVID-19 on hard, non-porous surfaces, according to an announcement from the Clorox company. Clorox makes Pine-Sol. Labs have shown that it's effective against the virus. But here's the catch. With a 10-minute contact time, that means it has to be sprayed on and be wet for 10 minutes on that surface before wiping it off to effectively kill COVID-19. With the wipes hard to find, Clorox says it's hoping the EPA approval will help expand options for consumers who are looking for disinfectants that can kill COVID-19. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.